In this demonstration, I will show you how to create an Azure Data Factory instance using PowerShell. Firstly, we'll open up the PowerShell console. Within the PowerShell console, we'll open up a file. Firstly, we have a variable that defines the subscription ID. And what we'll do is we'll add an Azure account to that, setting the Azure RM context using that subscription ID variable in the parameter subscription ID. We're then going to define two variables, one called resource group name, which will be set to CTOADSPREPRG, a second one called $RGLocation, which is set to West US. From here, the first step is we'll create a resource group. We've got two parameters, the first one name using the $ResourceGroupName variable, and the second parameter location using the $RGLocation variable. Second, we will create the Azure Data Factory using the new Azure RM Data Factory commandlet. We've got three parameters here, one for resource group name using the $ResourceGroupName variable, a second parameter of name, which has got an explicit name of CTOADF, and a third parameter of location that is using the variable of $RGLocation. We will highlight the code and execute the statement. We have successfully signed into Azure. Firstly, it's going to bind to the subscription. From here, it will then create the resource group CTOADSPREPRG. This has succeeded. It's now going to proceed with the creation of the Data Factory instance. And as you can see, the Data Factory has been created successfully. Finally, we'll confirm this within the portal. With the portal loaded, we'll go to All Resources and filter out the resource by CTO. And you will see that the Azure Data Factory has been created successfully. In this demonstration, you have seen how to provision an Azure Data Factory using PowerShell.